Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a close look at spring fashion for 2025. We're basing this on insights from a Lookability Club stylist article. It's called How I Spring Forward with Chic Comeback Clothing Styles. Our goal is really to pull out the key trends, but maybe more importantly, figure out what they actually mean for, you know, your wardrobe this season.
Exactly. It's more than just a checklist of what's in. We're kind of digging into the ideas behind it, all this big focus on comfort again, how clothes express who we are, and the growing importance of inclusive design, too. That's huge.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that. So the stylist starts off strong with vintage styles making a comeback. And it's not just like a general vintage thing. They're pointing specifically to Y2K and even those classic high school looks. Why now, do you think?
Well, it's interesting. Fashion often reflects the culture, right? The Y2K return. Maybe it's nostalgia for that early internet optimism, or perhaps it's a bit of a reaction against all the minimalism we've seen lately. People want more playful stuff.
Makes sense. And on Y2K, they mentioned finding a specific item, this cute little blue and white beanie by Delia's, found it at Five Below. But it sounds like it's more than just a cute hat, right? There's a personal angle here.
Oh, absolutely. The stylist connects that beanie, the blue color specifically, to autism awareness. Mm-hmm. You know, World Autism Awareness Day is April 2nd. So it's a thoughtful way to show how even a small accessory can carry real personal meaning. Perfect for those cooler spring days, maybe for a walk or something.
And then, this is interesting too, they bring up a classic Abercrombie and Fitch black and white tank top, another vintage piece making a comeback. What makes something so, well, simple like that stick around?
Yeah, that speaks to those foundational pieces, doesn't it? They're just so versatile. You can style them endlessly, and they often have this kind of effortless cool factor that just lasts. They become wardrobe building blocks, really.
Okay, now let's shift to that high school nostalgia. Limited 2 is mentioned. And I was genuinely surprised they apparently have an adult line now at Kohl's. What's driving that need to revisit our teens?
It's that powerful pull, isn't it? Nostalgia. Those brands, those styles, they're tied to formative times, maybe feelings of fun, freedom. So bringing them back for adults, it taps right into those good feelings, reconnects people with a more, I guess, carefree vibe. The High School Musical thing they mention nails that feeling.
Right. And the stylist gives some good advice, too. If you can't find that specific brand, look for similar styles elsewhere. They wanted that all-star look, like a varsity jacket. How do you capture that essence without the exact item?
That's really the secret to making trends work for you, isn't it? It's about understanding the key elements, the shape, the colors, the general feel, and finding pieces that give you that no matter the label, like the example they gave. Finding that vintage Aeropostale bomber jacket on clearance at Kohl's, also online, they said.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you that same warmth, that sporty look for those breezy spring days, spot on.
There's even that little anecdote about their brand ambassador who apparently loved an all-star varsity jacket so much they maybe didn't want to wear anything else.
Yeah.
It really shows how attached we can get to clothes, huh?
Yep. It really does. It just highlights how clothing gets tangled up with our identity, how it makes us feel. When something resonates, it's not just fabric and thread, it's the emotions, the memories. And that funny internal conflict they mentioned, you know, between Nike and this vintage jacket, it shows how nostalgia can sneak up on us.
Okay, shifting slightly. The stylist really emphasizes choosing comfy styles, but also ones that have a special personal meaning. It's about feeling good physically and emotionally. How does that put well-being first in fashion?
I think this is such a positive shift in how we approach clothes, moving beyond just how things look on the outside to how they actually make us feel on the inside.
Yeah.
The mention of those vintage style clogs from UGG's Spring 2025 collection, you can check them out on UGG.com. That's a perfect example. Comfort meets retro.
And this next point feels incredibly important. Adaptive and inclusive fashion. The stylist talks about needing easy to wear clothes, things with Velcro, maybe back or side openings, soft, stretchy fabrics that are sensory friendly. Why is this gaining so much traction now?
It's fundamentally about access, isn't it? Recognizing that fashion should work for everyone, regardless of ability or specific needs. Features like that can make a huge difference in someone's independence and just daily comfort. It's a really powerful statement about inclusivity finally getting attention in the industry.
Yeah, and they specifically call out Tommy Hilfiger's adaptive lines for men and women. They even give the direct links in the article. It's great to see a major brand prioritize this.
Mm.
What kind of impact does that have?
Oh, it's massive. When a big name like Tommy Hilfiger gets behind adaptive design, it does two things. One, it gives people who need these features more options, obviously. But two, it raises the bar. It encourages other brands to step up too. And that online early access deal they mentioned, 40% off for their club members and friends family, that's a pretty good incentive to check it out if it's relevant for you or someone you know.
Definitely. Okay, finally, the stylist brings it back to DIY styling and making things your own, taking these big trends and filtering them through your own personality. Mm-hmm. How do you approach being your own, like, DIY stylist?
It's really about playing around, experimenting. Don't be afraid to put your own stamp on things. Look at what you already have, what you love wearing, and think, how can I weave in a bit of this trend so it feels like me? Like mentioning those baggy blue jean cargo pants from places like Urban Outfitters, maybe alongside thinking about eco-friendly options. It just shows there's so much room for making it personal.
So wrapping up this deep dive, it feels like spring 2025 fashion is this real mix. You've got the comforting nostalgia, the Y2K, the high school throwbacks, but also these really vital steps forward in adaptive, inclusive design.
Yeah.
But maybe the common thread is personal expression and comfort, finding clothes that mean something.
Exactly. It's less about rigid rules and more about building a wardrobe that looks good, sure, but also feels good and tells your unique story.
Yeah. And that leads us to our final thought for you listening. Think about how you could maybe weave a little piece of your own history or your values into your spring wardrobe. What comeback style actually connects with you on a personal level? It's maybe less about just following the trends and more about making them truly yours.